have a confirmation that you're on target. Pastor was talking about this morning in Deuteronomy how the Lord warned his people not to forget him and his word, and when he started blessing them, to keep continuing on doing what he told them to do. And I didn't read my Sunday school lesson until I got here this morning, but it hit right on target where I'm going to be preaching from tonight. And I'm going to be reading out of Matthew chapter 13, verse 1. This is the parable of the sower. I think we've all heard it many times, but just like the pastor's message, we don't want to forget. We need to be reminded from time to time. And this talks about how we respond to God's word. And I'm going to be reading, starting verse 1, verse 13, or chapter 13 of Matthew. So it's the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and fowls came and devoured them up. And some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. And others fell on the good ground that brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. And, Heavenly Father, we are thankful, God, for your word, Lord, you've given us, Lord. And I just ask, Lord, for your blessing, your help tonight, Lord, to share with God what you've given me, Lord, to speak. Lord, just pray, God, that our heart would receive it, Lord. And God, we'd be attentive, Lord, and put it to use, God, in our life. Lord, we thank you, God, for your great mercy and your love, Lord, for the people who continue pulling and working in our lives, Lord. We just bless your name, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Please, you may be seated. Thank you for standing. Like I said, we've heard this many times before. I'm sure it's very familiar. And because of that, we don't want to just start yawning and think about something else, let our mind travel other places. But that's exactly what we're talking about tonight. But the different soils it's talking about here is talking about our hearts, how we receive the word of God. And it says, Behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. The fowls came and devoured them up. And we know the enemy of our soul, Satan, he does not want the word to go forth. He doesn't want it to produce fruit. He doesn't want our life changed. He is fighting to prevent that. And he doesn't care who we are. He doesn't want any of us to make it to heaven. And so we are still, even yet today, just like in Jesus' day, fighting that same battle between the good and evil, the devil and God being on our side, trying to help us, and the devil trying to steal the word away and destroy us. But he wants to render that word ineffective. And that's what will happen if we just pay attention to it. We don't apply it to our life. But reading on down a little ways, starting verse 10, says, The disciples came and said to him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said to them, Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, By hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So Verily I say to you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard. And then he goes on, verse 18 on, and he explains the parable. And we know, like I said, the enemy is trying to take away the word. And 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, it says, "But if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So, like I said, that's his work. He's done. The enemy of our soul, being Satan, he comes to steal that word immediately. He doesn't wait around. And many times I've heard people ask, "What did you preach on tonight?" And you got to stop and think. You know, sometimes it just goes by, even though it was good and you enjoyed it. You know, the enemy's wanting to take it away. He wants to steal it. He doesn't want it to linger. And verse 18 says, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside." So immediately the enemy comes to take it out that heart. And then the verse 20 says, "But he that receiveth the seed into the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. While tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended." And this is what our Sunday school lesson was about this morning, persecution. And Brother Jason mentioned, you know, because of trials and problems that come in our lives, many Christians, they get discouraged if they're young in the Lord, and they expect things to just go their way all the time. It doesn't always happen that way. I mean, there's an enemy fighting us. And so we got to endure. We got to keep pressing on. And verse 22 says, "He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, he becometh unfruitful." And just like Pastor mentioned this morning, that stop sign that he passed by so many times, your mind gets running and you're thinking on other things, you can blitz right past it and not even really notice it till you've done pass and realize what you've done. So we can get too caught up in this world and busyness, you know, and just go, and we can let the word be choked out if we're not careful. And deceitful of riches being another thing that does that, makes it unfruitful. "But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So there is the good ground, just like there is the ones that is hindered. And so that's the heart that is hungry for the word, and they receive it, and they understand it, and they bear fruit. They go ahead and do what the word says and apply it to their life. And Pastor also mentioned this morning, James, I think it's chapter 1, it talks about being a doer of the word, not just a hearer only, deceiving your own selves. So we can hear it and it not do us any good if we don't apply it in our life and practice what it says. In the word of God, we can watch in the congregation, and I was kind of looking around this morning, just kind of keeping an eye on how things was going. And there's, you can respond to the word of God with boredom, inattentiveness, or you can have impatience, not willing to spend time listening, or you can listen partially, thinking about other things at the same time. You know, it's like Jason mentioned also, I believe, about thinking about what you're going to do after service or what you're going to have for lunch, things like this, letting your mind drift. And listening, but not taking it too seriously, or listening full attentive, pondering on how to respond. So these are all different responses to the word. And I forgot what I was getting ready to say. But anyway, Just recently in Bible study, I teach each Sunday or Tuesday in Veneta at the Craig County Detention Center, and sometimes a young person will ask a question, and there's so much activity going on there, and they try to keep them quiet and keep them attentive, and many times they're full of energy and just things going on, and they'll ask a question, and while you're responding to that question, answering it, and you notice their eyes are looking off across the room and seeing what else is going on. They done forgot what they asked and what you were saying to them. They just got their mind just drifted. And that's just how easy the enemy can work in our life. And but there is encouragement to every teacher of the Word of God, and there is going to be a harvest. In Isaiah 55 and 11, it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." So the Lord's sending the word. He has a purpose for it, and it is going to accomplish what he sent it out to do. So we know the enemy, no matter how much effort he puts forth, he's going to be defeated. That word is going to go forth, and it's going to bear fruit, not in everyone's life, but in certain ones. And Jesus never obstructed the progress of the listener's understanding. He didn't want them to be hindered. He talks about the ones that hear, but they don't really understand and see. They don't really comprehend. But it's talking about the purpose of this word is, in the beginning, is to win souls, to go forth and change lives. So it's not his will to keep anyone held out and held back. It's just he realizes not everyone's going to receive it like they need to. And Peter's response to the Lord's warning just before he went to the cross, the Lord told him, "Before the cock crows three times, you'll deny me twice." And Peter said, "Oh, not so, Lord. I'll go with you all the way to death. You know, I'll die for you if necessary." And it wasn't just shortly after that. He did exactly as the Lord said, of course. And he looked over and seen the Lord, and he wept bitterly. He was sorry. He repented. But it broke his heart. But yet, we don't really want to listen to God sometimes when he's telling us, he's warning us about things. And the disciple sent by Jesus right after his resurrection said, "Go tell the others, you know, about my rising from the dead." He says, "Go and tell them." And when he told them, they, whoever it was that went, they said they didn't believe him. They thought it was idle tales. And later we see the Lord meeting up with the whole group, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and doubt. And so, like I said, sometimes the Lord speaks to us and we just can't get a hold of it. In Psalms 119, 130, it says, "The entrance of his word gives light. It giveth understanding to the simple." And that would be me. I'm not the brightest guy, but I need all the help I can get, but I need his word to give me light and understanding. And we all can use help from the Lord. In Psalms 119, 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And there's so much darkness in the world, so much wickedness. You know, we need that light to guide our path and help us know how to respond in each situation. And I was thinking about this, and I come up with a little slogan, illumination for the situation. So it doesn't matter what situation we're in, that word will show us how we need to respond. And Proverbs 30 and 5 says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." And he's never let us down. There's no reason for us to doubt him. And just the other day, a neighbor come over, and I thank y'all for praying. I asked for prayer for he and his wife. They were splitting, going different directions, planning on getting divorced. He didn't want one. She did. And he said, pray. So had the church to pray, and I've been praying for him. Well, he come over yesterday and said, we'll reconcile him. And they've been together there next door for a few days, and they got a little six-year-old girl. I thought, well, praise the Lord. You know, I knew he could do it. He's done it for me, and he can do it for anyone else. And God can work miracles. And he was saying, I don't know why I even doubted God, you know, afterwards. But Proverbs 6:23 says, For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproof of instruction are the way of life. And once again, we can benefit from God's word. I thank the Lord for his grace, his mercy. Many times, like I said, we forget God's word. In the morning, I get to work, not every morning, but a lot of times I'll get my Bible out and I try to be there at least 30 minutes early. And I'll read God's word a little bit. And I was reading one day and a scripture caught my mind, and it wasn't, but before the day was over, I'd already messed up, you know, just exactly what the Lord was speaking to me. I'd forgot about it and had to go back and say, Lord, here I am again. I'm sorry, you know, I've messed up. But that's why we need to continue to stay in his word and hear it over and over. In Joshua 1:8, there's benefits to applying God's word to our lives. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. So when we meditate on it and we observe to do according to what is written, it says, then we'll prosper and have good success. So God's going to be with us. He's going to help us. And it may look like the situation is hopeless and go in the opposite direction, but God works it all out in the end. He knows what's best for us and how to meet our needs. In Psalms 119:11, it says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them is great reward. So there is a lot of benefits, great reward in keeping God's commandments. In Matthew 7:24, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And rains descended, and floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So one was wise and one was foolish. The one that did what the word said was the wise one. The other was the foolish one, and he had destruction come his way, even though it was the same situation coming to each. In John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. And so, once again, the hearing is beneficial exceedingly. And it brings forth eternal life. And we know the other option is eternal death, separation from God in a place of torment. And we don't want that. We would rather have being in God's presence and enjoying all the beauty he's prepared for us at home. In John 8:31, it says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And thank the Lord, he is the truth, and he sets us free. In Revelations 1:3, talks about blessed are they that read this book. It says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that read the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So there's a blessing there for those that read. And it says, hear the prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. In Romans 15 and 4, it says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And truly, the Scriptures do bring hope for us, and it comforts us. And when we can see a need in our life and we don't know where else to go, we don't have to wait to that point, but we can go to the Lord, and His Word will show us, you know, what we need to do. In John 12:48, another warning from the Word of God. It says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say, what I should speak. And so we don't want to be judged by the Lord for not hearing what he said to us and obeying his word. And I want to end my message tonight. I know it's short here, but Pastor ended his message this morning with Psalms 103:18. That's where I want to go also, lined up perfectly with my message tonight. And back up to verse 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, to those that remember his commandments to do them. And once again, if we don't read his word, we don't study, we don't meditate on it, and apply it to our life, you know, we're going to be in a world of hurt later on, but it's going to benefit us greatly if we do all these things. And thank the Lord for his many blessings, his help in my life, and I don't deserve him, but I thank him for allow me to share his word and be a witness for him. And he has been good to me. And I don't, like I said, don't deserve him, but I sure appreciate him and thank him tonight.